Russia for Seder Re'ei, Sham Elul, Tavshin Samach Tes. Renewal. The Seder starts out, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. The idea that I am giving before you today, a blessing and a curse. The concept of today. Every day, the Sfas Emes says, is a new chance for free choice, to make that choice between curse and blessing, to see things clearer. And every day is a new day. A person should feel new. And when things are new, it arouses a person and motivates him to make the right choices, where he is not bound and connected to the wrong choices he made in the past. And therefore, these brachos and klalos were given dafka when they entered Eretz Yisrael, a new beginning, the newness of the beginning of coming into Eretz Yisrael, gave them that extra incentive to want to start a new leaf, totally clean, not connected to the mistakes of the past. And this is the whole idea of every day. A person should feel that newness, should feel that this is the beginning of a new period of his life, that he can make the right choices from the very beginning. This is the whole idea of all the ratios, all the beginnings that the Torah gives such importance to. The first fruit, first shearing of the wool, the firstborn, and so on, is all to give a person a feeling of being renewed, new, starting from anew. And the same thing we find, that all the Yomim Tovim follow the spring, Shamor Es Chodesh HaAviv, the time of Chiddush, when nature renews itself, starts again. And this gives a person an incentive to want to grow and not to be attached to the past and the inertia of the past. And this concept is that a person constantly has to renew himself and improve and be dynamic and not just continue on and get older and older and keep up the inertia of the past. And therefore, we find that Reb Sadia Gaon every day said vidui for the mitzvahs that he did the day before. And he gave the example of someone who didn't recognize the king and treated him in one way. And then when he found out it was the king, he realized that what he had done before was fine for a commoner, but not the way to treat a king. And therefore, he felt that what he did before was needed to be atoned for. So too, every day we're supposed to get new understanding of the Rabbanu Shlom, raise our level. And therefore, what we did the day before, even the good things, don't meet the standards, the new standards of today. And that's why we find this constant idea of renewal. In Kriya Shema, we find that Talmud Torah, in the first parsha, has to be Hayom, like it was given that day. Something new and refreshing, something that a person doesn't feel he's just continuing the same old thing, but he's starting anew and elevated. Same thing with the second parasha. Mitzvahs have to be always as you feel as they were given today. They're not just the continuation of the inertia of the past. And therefore also, Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, every day a person has to feel a new Kabbalah Satorah, not just the continuation of the old Kabbalah Satorah from thousands of years before. And this is the antithesis of what the Torah says is the cause of Golus. V'noshantem ba'aretz. You'll get old in the land. You'll just continue on all the inertia of the past, and you'll never be able to free yourself of the shackles of the past and raise yourself above it and grow and renew yourself. And therefore, I heard from Batya Jacobs that the word Avera has a connection to Avar, to the past. I think she said it, that the idea is that we should keep the Averas as the past. But I think the concept is that Aveira is something that a person should not feel connected to, that he can't separate himself from and can't free himself from. He should delegate it to the past and feel a new beginning. And that's the beginning of tshuva, aziva sachet, leaving the sin in the past and realizing that you're not there anymore, but you're able now to be a new person on a new day with a new beginning. And that's how a person begins with tshuva. And that's why it says the word ve'ata, and now, hints to tshuva. Because that is the beginning of tshuva, being able to feel that, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Igeres HaTshuva, that when a person wants to do tshuva, he should feel like he was born anew this day, and his past has nothing to do with him. And from this point on, he wants to do everything proper. He doesn't feel shackled of the inertia of the past. And that's why the Torah, in many instances, gives a person a chance to start again. A person who is laden with debts, there's a Shemitah that comes along and frees him from the past. He can make a new start, an idea of clearing away the debts of the past. An Eved Ivri who has laden himself with slavery to another human being, 6 years pass by. The seventh year separates him from the past and gives him a chance to start again. If he chooses not to do that, then at least by Yovel. And all of these things represent the Chiddush, the beginning of a new world. And that is the same idea that every person's little world has the ability of Chiddush, of being able to be renewed and not to be shackled and connected always to the past. Now the word Haya, which means past, was, is the letters of God's name, the He and the Yud. It says that in that order, He and Yud, and then another He, which means that it goes in the order of time. This world was created with a He, Behi Baram, and the next world was created with a Yud. So it goes the order of time, is He, this world, then the next world. That is the order of the world, that's the past. And that's Olam Hazeh before Olam Haba, the passage of time. Passage of time is with the sun. Ein chadash tachas haShemesh. There's nothing new. It's just the same old inertia. And therefore, the past is always a sign of v'noshantem, of getting old, and the inertia of the past coming in, where a person doesn't feel he can constantly be dynamic and renew himself. On the other hand, yiyeh, the future, has the opposite order. The yud comes first, that is the world to come, and then the hey, that you live your entire time in this world of the passage of time for the sake of the world to come, and every day is new, and every day is creating eternity. That's what the future is. The future is the ability to be able to see from the past, a new future, a new beginning. And that way you put the Olam Haba, the eternity, in front of you and understand the present in light of the future. And that's like the moon. The moon represents this constant change. Ateres tiferes lamusei boten, shehem asidim l'schadesh kemosa. We are like the moon, who in the future will be totally renewed with the world to come and live our lives in this world with constant change, with constant renewal and beginning. And therefore, I think, the Chazal tell us the word vihaya is a representation of simcha. Why? Because you take the haya, the past, and with that vav, the vav represents the hoveh, the present. You take the past and you create a new beginning, a present that turns the past into the future. The Hayah changes the past into the future. That's Simcha. On the other hand, Vayehi, where you take the Yehi, the future, and with that Vav, you change it into the past, where you just continue the future as the inertia of the past, and the present connects the past and the future as one thing. It's all v'noshantem, it's all being old. Then that's a lashon of tsar. That's a representation of pain and suffering, because when a person only has the inertia of the past and doesn't see a new future, but the future is just the continuation of the same past, no dynamism, no growth, shackled to the mistakes of the past, that's the greatest sorrow there can be. Now, Rosh Chodesh is a time of renewal, and therefore it's a time of atonement, where a person can feel a new beginning. And therefore, the week before Rosh Chodesh, we already bless the new month, and we ask that the Rabban Shem renew it. We have a new beginning, a new month that's starting, a chance for renewal. However, we start Birchas HaChodesh, at least Minig Ashkenaz, with the Tefillah of Rav, that Rav used to say at the end of Hishmona Esrei, and we ask, Yiratzon Shetechadish Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh. First of all, it should say HaChodesh Haba, not this month, but this coming month. What's this month? Secondly, how does that fit with Rav's Tefillah? Rav's Tefillah was at the end of Hishmona Esrei, and this Tefillah seems to be a preface for the coming month. And also, if it means that God should renew the coming month to us and fill it with life, how could it be filled with long life? Right? How long could life be with just one more month? So what does that mean, Chaim Aruchim, long life, if we're davening for the coming month? And therefore, I want to say a tremendous chiddush, that I think Birchas HaChodesh has three parts to it. The last part is where we pray that the coming month, the new month, Yichadeshehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu V'Alkol Am V'Chol Yisrael B'Chol Mokom Shehem, or whatever the nusach is, that we pray that the new month should be renewed for us for all good things. The middle is that we declare when that new month is going to be. But before we declare the new month, we ask that the Rabban Hashem renews the present month. We've already gone through a month, and there's a danger of a noshantem. We feel old already, and the month is already an old thing. But we ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam to be mechadish what went by already, that we should see it in a new light, and we should be able to take the things with it into the future, right? To learn the lessons of it. And that's what it says, litova. Just like somebody sees something happen, doesn't look good, but he says, gamzu litova. It should be good for the future. Same thing. Yichadesh Aleinu, the Rabban Hashem should give us a chance to take this old month and renew it in our minds and take with us the lessons from it and make it a new thing that is a preface to the coming month. And it should be Latova. It should be something that is in new and good in quality, and Bracha, new and good in quantity. And that's the Rav. Rav, when he finished his davening, and he had this tremendous connection to God, that's what davening is, avoda, his batlus, dveikus, b'Hashem. And dveikus gives a person life. V'atem ha-dveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayem. By cleaving to God, you become connected to the source of life. So now he had this life. Now he put it into perspective. That chayim should be chayim aruchim, chayim shel tova. It should be life that is used in a way that it is long, and that it is good, and it's blessed, and all the other things. It's being mechadish. That life that I got should now be neschadish and continue on a much higher level. That's what we do at the end of the month. The end of the month, many things have passed over us, and now we take a look at them and we renew our perspective on them and take them with us as new chance for taking those life experiences and projecting them into the future. And after we've done that, then we announce the coming month, and we pray that that month should be renewed to us for the good. It's similar to what we do the last day of the year at Mincha. We daven Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. How many minutes, seconds are left on that year? What possibly could happen, right, that's going to be Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos V'es Kol Minei Sevuasa, all of the grain should be blessed. I mean, there's only a few seconds left. But the idea is that everything that transpired in the year can be changed in a second for the good if a person takes it and now renews his entire perspective of it and asks the Rabbanu Shalom for a bracha, those last few seconds of the year that can transform even the past into a bright future. And that's what Chazal mean, Hashav b'yom achron shel shana, ke'ilu shav kol hashana kula. A person who does tshuva the last day of the year, and he rises above the v'noshantem, it's an old year, and everything is past, and he gets the inertia of the past, but instead, he looks to renew his perspective on everything that passed, and v'ato, and he now starts a new beginning, that last day of the year, based on everything that came before. So it's like he's changing and renewing and transforming the entire previous year into something new and exciting and revitalized, and that is a tshuva of a whole year. Elul, in that respect, is the end of the year, the farthest away from the chidush of Tishrei, the newness of Tishrei, but it's also the closest month to Tishrei prior to it. It's the last month following Tishrei, the farthest month following Tishrei, but the closest month before Tishrei. And therefore, it's dafka in Elul that we are mispalel, that not only Elul should be renewed, but we have kavana when we bench Rosh Chodesh Elul for Tishrei too, since we're not going to make Birchas HaChodesh for Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah has to be hidden, so we don't announce it before it comes. But when we Mevarech Chodesh Elul, we have in mind Tishrei too. Same idea. At the one hand, we're taking the oldness of Elul, the old year, and we're asking the Rabbanu Shalom to give us the ability to look, take a new, fresh look at what passed by, and to transform it into something new as a preface to the newness of Tishrei. So on the one hand, we're looking at Elul as old, and we're looking at Elul as a preparation for the new. Let us use this Birkas HaChodesh on this Shabbos to prepare ourselves for Elul, that it should be a time of renewal, a time of dynamism, a time when we take the old year and put it in perspective and renew our perspective of what happened in the past year and prepare with it for the renewal and the newness of a year. The Rabbanu Shalom should be mechadish, the new year of Tafshin Ayin, Teisha, Miyodeya, who knows, nine are Yarchei Leida. They are the 9 months of pregnancy that eventually lead to a new birth and a new person and a new beginning. And that's what this year should be, the year of Chevlei Moshiach, right, in a good way. The labor pains that will bring Mashiach, and as it says in the Haftorah, Aniya Soara Lo Yolada, in Golis, we are poor and forlorn, having not given birth. And soon, Klal Yisrael will once again give birth to a generation that will celebrate the beginning of a new era. Hu Yigal Osonu Bekorov, V'Yikabetz Nidachenu Me'arba Kanfos Ha'oretz, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, V'Nomar Amen.